So we warmly welcome all of you. We will welcome all of you who's watching us on Zoom, on YouTube, and who will watch us in the future. So why have we come here? Have you asked the question? Time and again, we are coming for the Wednesday meeting. And why are we coming here? Definitely, we come here in order so that God would answer our prayers. That is one thing, right? But we also come here because we are grateful for the things that the Lord has done in our life. And we are so sure that He's going to do amazing things in the future, even during these trial times. How many of you believe that? Shall we raise our hands? Awesome, awesome. So isn't it a good time to praise the Lord, right? Because scripture says, when you believe that the prayer that you have sent to God, that it has already come to pass, that's when the miracle happens. So let's believe all of y'all have come with something or the other. But y'all have come in the hope and in the belief that the Lord is going to bring something through. He's going to bring the miracle through. Whether it is today or tomorrow, it doesn't matter. The Lord is in control. He's in charge, right? So isn't it a good time to praise the Lord? Shouldn't we praise the Lord? Shouldn't we thank the Lord for the things that are happening? Because when people thanked and praised the Lord before they saw the miracle, that's where the breakthrough started to happen. And that is the same thing that's going to happen today at this moment in your life and in my life. So shall we thank and praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters? If you're free, you can raise your hands. If you're very free, you can raise your voice. So shall we thank and praise the Lord? Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, God. Raise your voices, my dear brothers and sisters. Because the Lord God is in control. He is in total control over your life. He is in total control in anything and everything that you are going through. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. We exalt your mighty name, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. Lord, we are thankful, Lord Jesus, because the breakthrough is coming our way, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are thankful, Lord, for the life that you have given us, for the things that you are going to do in the future, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed Sing it out. We turn to you in your kingdom, broken lives.
In your kingdom, broken lives are made new.
You make us new.
You make us new.
Let's sing it together. Hear the sound of hearts returning.
Hear the sound. Oh.
We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new.
In your kingdom, broken lives are made new.
Let's believe it. Today, you make us new.
You make us new.
Whoa, when we see you, sing it out.
When we see you.
In your presence,
all our fears are washed away.
When we see you, we find strength. Let's sing it together.
When we see you, we find strength to face the day.
In your presence,
all our fears are washed away.
Lift it up, Hosanna.
Hosanna,
You are the God
who saves us.
Worthy
of all our praises. Hosanna, come have your way. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Hosanna, lift it up.
Hosanna.
You are the God
who saves us.
Worthy
of all our praise.
Oh, lift it up. Hosanna.
Hosanna. Come have your way amongst us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's lift our voices. Exalt the Lord. You are worthy. You are holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the God. You are the God who is worthy. You are the God who is holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us. Worthy,
worthy.
Let's lift our hands, declare together.
Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way amongst us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we give a round of applause to the Lord? Welcome Him. Welcome Him in His glory. Welcome Him in His majesty. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, the word of God says, give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Today, let's close our eyes. What are the circumstances around my life? Are there circumstances which put me down? Are there circumstances which overwhelm me this evening? The word of God says, still we can give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Today, the Lord is worthy of our praise. Maybe the circumstances of our lives, maybe the people around us, maybe it's not worthy of our praise. But today, God is worthy of all our praise this evening. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the word of God gives us a promise. Cast your anxieties upon Jesus, for He cares for you. Today, maybe you have a countless amount of anxieties in your life, but there is one who is worthy. There is one who is going to lift it all up. Today, maybe we have come here with a lot of pain, with a lot of suffering, but we have one who is able to unite with our suffering, one who is able to set us free. The word of God says in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come to give you life, and life in all its fullness. So this evening, no matter what situations may be around us, shall we forget about who's next to us? Let's raise both our hands to the one who is worthy. Let's raise both our hands to the one who can set us free, to the one who can fill us with His life everlasting. And right now, as it's reaching into the depths of our beings, shall we forget about who's next to us? Let's raise our voices. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift Him up today. Lift Him up. You are worthy, Lord. You are holy. Reaching into our hearts. Reaching into our depths. We glorify You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. We're going to sing the words. Before I spoke a word, You were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life to me. You have been so, so kind. You have been so, so kind to me. Let's sing those words once more. Before I spoke a word.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me.
Oh, you have been so, so good.
You have been so, so good to me.
Let's stick the eye together in faith. Before I took a breath, you breathe your life.
Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Let's sing it out. Oh, the overwhelming.
Oh.
Your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind. You have been so, so kind to me. When I was your foe, let's sing it together. Raise our hands to our God, declaring, oh, the overwhelming. lift our voices. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Build a throne of praise to our God. You won't climb up running after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't tear down coming after me. Sing it out. There's no shadow. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me. There's no wall. There's no shadow. Let's adore the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for the power of your love, Lord. Piercing the cloud. Piercing the darkness. Tearing the veil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you.
With thee, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
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 Praise the Lord. Shall we give a mighty hand to the Lord? Give him all the glory. Give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we warmly welcome you, brothers and sisters, to the Wednesday prayer meeting here at St. Anthony's Church, Kalpiti. So we also welcome those of you on Zoom, as well as on YouTube. So we have a couple of announcements. For those of you joining us on live on Zoom and YouTube, you can join the prayer rooms soon after the prayer meeting today. Please do stay on, and you will be assigned to a prayer room shortly to be prayed for. We are also continuing with the intercession for the nation. that takes place every Thursday to Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Zoom. So the details will be on your screen soon. We will also be having the youth meeting on Friday. That's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So you can, if you're new to the youth ministry, you can contact any of the youth coordinators and we will give you the details for the youth meeting. So, as we mentioned last week, we have the Day of Pentecost, the CRL Day of Pentecost coming up. That is on the 12th of June. That he'll be from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. here at St. Anthony's. So we're meeting together to celebrate the Day of Pentecost after a really long time. So please do join us. It's a very special day, a day of power, of anointing, and the glory and presence of God. So we will also be having Holy Mass as well. So please do save the date and join us on the 12th of June. Also, a save the date is for the family ministry meeting, which will be taking place on the 11th of June as well. Now we invite Tata for today's message.
So we all stand and we're coming to his presence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So good evening, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. So good to see all of you. And just to, like Shimali was announcing, next Sunday is Pentecost. But we are celebrating Pentecost as a community on Sunday after. That is on the 12th. So that we can help in the parishes when we are supporting on the 11th, this weekend. And the next weekend we are having the Feast of Pentecost. So it will be here. We will be having here, downstairs, and if I tell it accurately, here, there, and everywhere. We'll be having it internationally as well, through Zoom, through YouTube, through connections electronically. We will be having the whole international CRL joining us. So I'm encouraging all of you who are here to return on the 12th and those who are on Zoom, to Zoom in here, not to remain at home on Zoom, but to join us here together so that we are all physically present. So we're encouraging you to pass the word around. That will be the 12th Sunday. So it will happen from morning. It will begin by 10 o'clock in the morning. And we will finish by 5:30 in the evening. The first part will be with Mass at 12:30. We will have Mass also, Holy Mass here. And we will have the first part where Bishop Raymond Wickremasinghe, Bishop of Gaul, who is also the bishop in charge of the CRL, he will be talking to us on that day. So he will come, because he has been traveling abroad, he will come on Zoom to talk to us, but we'll all gather here. In the afternoon at 3 o'clock, the international CRL joins us online. So they will be there, but there will be an international thing where the praise and worship will be done by some people, Melbourne, Sydney. And then Bishop Christopher Prowse, that is the Archbishop of Goulburn and Canberra, yes. The Archbishop of Goulburn and Canberra, who is also happens to be the patron of the CRL for Australia. So he will be speaking to us in the afternoon via Zoom, but all of us here together. And we have an amazing testimony, actually, of a person in our community, the CRL, who was actually, he's from Sydney, who actually went through a heart transplant. So he's a person whose heart has been transplanted, and he had an amazing divine intervention in that experience. Plus, how the community together with him supported this amazing experience. So I think it's a, I can safely say, once in a lifetime experience. No one is going to, I don't think anyone is going to have their heart transplanted. And the theme, because of that, I'm just thinking, the theme is, I will give you a new heart from the prophet Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart. And we are going to experience that actually that day and put a new spirit in you. And we are going to allow the Holy Spirit to truly minister to us. So one or two things you need to do. Number one, you need to come, isn't it? So lunch will be provided and you need to join us. And number two, invite other people to join us. So that together we'll allow the Holy Spirit not only to minister to us, but through our intercession, through our gathering, He will give us a divine intervention to our nation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So together, let's just lift our voices in thanksgiving for Pentecost as we start our meeting today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Blessing to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Blessing to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Blessing to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So please be seated, brothers and sisters. So, we will also be preparing for the feast so that there will be like a preparation. And the preparations will start from next Tuesday. Tuesday in singular. And from Wednesday, single and English, both. So we'll be having it every evening, Tuesday here, Wednesday also here. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we will have it online. So we would like you to join us. Zoom numbers will be given and details will be provided. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right. So, the theme for today is obviously next Sunday's major theme. What is that? The theme of Pentecost. So today you can write down the theme for today as we reflect. Pentecost. Pentecost. God's mighty wind and fire. Pentecost. God's mighty wind and fire. Can you repeat that? And fire. Pentecost, God's mighty wind and fire. So when we speak about the word Pentecost, I don't know about you, but when we were children, when the word Pentecost was used, we thought they were a group of people. I think most of you also would have thought like that, isn't it? Who are they? We knew them as the Pentecostals, isn't it? Because we have this in Colpit, you have the Ceylon Pentecostals, and they wear white and they go about pray in a, you know, for us then a strange way, you know. And when he said Pentecost, we thought this was this group of people, but actually Pentecost is much more than a group of people. So first I'll give you the background to Pentecost. Then I tell you, wind and fire. Or fire and wind. Praise the Lord. So, the word Pentecost is a Greek word. It's not Hebrew. It's a Greek word. Pentecost. And the meaning of the word Pentecost is, Pentecost is 50. 50. So the word Pentecost means 50. Penta means five, you know. And if you notice, even in Sanskrit, it's the same, pancha, you know, 5, you know, pancha, paha, you know, 5. All, we've got the root of all these languages are coming from the same place. You know, Greek, root of Greek language is coming from the Aryan root, and so is Hindi, so is Sinhalese, so is many of the other languages that we use. So that's why three is tuna, you know, try, all are the same root word. So Pentecost means 50. And it was a Jewish feast before the time of Christ. It was actually not started. Pentecost was not started during the time of Christ, but it was a Jewish feast before the time of Christ, predated Jesus Christ. And it was one of the most important feasts of the Jews. So there were three major feasts of the Jews. One of them was the Passover. You know what the Passover is? That's like what we just celebrated before Easter, isn't it? Passover is when the Jews passed over from the land of Egypt across the Red Sea into the Promised Land, into the journey of the Promised Land. So that's the feast of the Passover. But after that comes Pentecost. 50, that is, the Jewish tradition holds that 50 days after they passed over from the Mount of Sinai, God gave them the law, or God spoke through the power of His Holy Spirit. God revealed His mind and heart to the people. Actually, it's interesting. Many scholars tell us that till the law came, till the law was given on Mount Sinai, the people of Israel were not a people. Why is that? They were a collection of slaves that God saved from Egypt. They became a people when they agreed to live by the law of God. So that's another kind of Pentecost. God formed a people at the foot of Mount Sinai. And that feast celebrated by the Jews, it's called the Feast of Pentecost, or called the Feast of Weeks. 5 weeks after the Passover. And this feast continued down thousands of years. Why? Because it also was the feast that celebrated the completion of the harvest. That is, at Pentecost, or at the Feast of the Passover, the harvest began. But at Pentecost, the harvest was all gathered into the barns. It was now safe for the year, and the people had a grand party. So that party, that celebration of having the harvest, is called the Feast of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's a feast of harvest. Why am I explaining all this? Because I think it's very important to understand the symbolism behind this. Because if you notice, like the Passover of the Egyptians, Jesus Christ also died during the Passover. So there's a clear connection between the Passover of the Jews and the Passover of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross at the Passover. So He's like the seed that God planted in the earth. When was the seed planted? On Good Friday. Then, 3 days later, on Easter Sunday, the first fruit sprouted. What is the first fruit? It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing? Can you see how the connection with the Jewish calendar comes into this whole thing? So, He comes, the first fruit of his death is the resurrection. Pentecost, 50 days later, is the harvest. How is the harvest? Now, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead, is now raising the church of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The 12, the 120, the 3,000, the 5,000, what has happened? Jesus Christ, his death and the harvest of his death is the life of the Christians. Like the apostles, like the Jews were formed, the Israelites were formed by the law of God at the foot of Mount Sinai, the church is formed by the Holy Spirit of Jesus moving in the hearts of his people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't that an amazing thing? The feast of Pentecost is the harvest feast. The harvest of what? The harvest of the death and resurrection of Jesus. That's the harvest. What is the harvest? The formation and the manifestation of the church. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, moved by the presence of Jesus in their hearts, moved by the power of the love of the Father, now the church moves across the earth. And 2,000 years later, has spanned the whole globe and changed the history of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So, in Christianity also, three main feasts, without which there is no Christianity. One is Christmas. Obviously, Jesus had to be born. The next is Easter. Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then only the harvest. And the third is Pentecost. When the harvest of his death and resurrection is released to the whole world. So we are celebrating the feast of Pentecost. And for us who are in the charismatic renewal experience, Pentecost is special because in the 20th century, the Lord has started raising this experience in a most powerful way once again. And today, they say at the year when the year 1900 started, if they ask how many people had this experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they would say hardly anyone. But today, they have counted that almost worldwide, across denominations, over 1 billion people have been touched by the experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So, 100 years for 1 billion people, it didn't even happen at that speed in the early church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So, we are bang in the middle of a new thing God is doing. And I think it's timely. Why is that? Because the world has not seen, after the Roman Empire, a time of worldliness, a time of paganism. Paganism means a godlessness, a time of people living in sinfulness like we have in today's world. And into that world, God has sent an answer. The answer is the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. So today, we need a new Pentecost. And that's why we are getting ready for it. Especially our nation. Where there is a great disturbance, there seems to be a tendency for God to move greatly and powerfully. And that's why St. Paul said, where there is sin, grace abounds. Where there is sin, grace abounds. Where there is weakness, God has the capacity to break through in the most powerful way. And in our nation, going through these terrible experiences that we are going through, I think we have been called. The Lord says, let me send a new fire of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are praying for that. We are preparing for that. And on the Feast of Pentecost is next week, on the 5th, we are also coming together for a release of that experience on the 12th. So please, let's join together. So first, I'm going to share two main topics tonight. The first one is the Holy Spirit as fire, the Holy Spirit as wind. The Holy Spirit as fire, the Holy Spirit as wind, and how we can allow that Holy Spirit to move in our own lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So here we have it in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And if you look at it together with me, this screen is not working. It's okay. I'm looking at it from this one. Acts 2, verse 1. We start with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. So that's why I'm telling you, we have to be together in this place. They were not all together all over the place. They were all together in one place. So all of us who can come together in one place, I think it's really valuable. Okay, next one. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. So here you get in this text in verse 2, you get the wind that denotes the Holy Spirit. Now it was not a gentle wind. What wind was it? A violent wind. And normally when the Holy Spirit moves, he upsets a lot of things, topples a lot of things, changes a lot of things. A violent wind. Then we look at the next verse. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Now you have the next symbol. What's the next symbol? Fire. Wind and fire. So like I always say, have you seen any images of the apostles? Have you seen most of these apostles, if you notice, if you look at them next time, they don't have hair on the top of their head. You know why that is? Why? The fire, yes. The fire of the Holy Spirit. So you can see wind and fire. And then see what happened in the next verse. Verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And they began to pray and speak in foreign tongues. God was moving in their lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Clear? So the two symbols of the Holy Spirit are the two powerful images. What are the two images? Fire and wind. Wind and fire. So today I would like to first offer you fire. Why is fire the image of the Holy Spirit? So you can come to look at it. My brothers and sisters, it's very interesting. Our planet is sustained by something called the sun. You know that, no? The sun shines, the heat comes, and we are sustained by the heat of the sun. Now, all of you know that the sun is a star, isn't it? We are in a galaxy called the Milky Way, And there are billions of stars. But there are billions of galaxies also. But if you ask the scientists, they will tell you, if you take all the space of the universe, stars occupy only a small, not even 0.0001 of the space of the universe. Because most of the space of the universe is empty. That's why it's called, it has a name. What's the name? Space. Why is it called space? Because it's all empty space. So, if you ask, what's the temperature in space? Why do you ask what the temperature in space? Because whether life can survive in space, what is the temperature in space? These days you can ask anything and get an answer from Uncle Google, isn't it? You ask Google, what's the temperature in space? It will give you. Those days you have to go to the library, take some book and find out, okay, what gives you all the answers, then check the contents, go to the index, check something, and then find out what's the temperature in space. Now while you are typing, Google works it out and gives you, are you asking this, and it gives you the answer. Okay. And the answer I got was amazing. You know what the answer is? You know what the temperature in space is? In centigrade, it's minus 270 degrees. Minus 270 degrees centigrade. What is the temperature in Fahrenheit? For people who are older like us, who learned in Fahrenheit. Okay? Minus 454 degrees. Minus 454 degrees. In other words, nothing can exist in space. It's too cold. Then why does life exist here? Because of the sun and the fire that comes from the sun. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So therefore, fire denotes energy, life. Power, energy, life, and power that comes to us is signified by fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes, there is fire. You know, my brothers and sisters, fire was our humanity's friend. Why do you say that? Because we have traced our ancestries down to cave dwellers. You know, before they discovered how to handle fire, we were the weakest group of people that ever lived. Why is that? We didn't have long teeth to bite like a tiger or a lion. We didn't have long claws to fight. We didn't have fur to protect us from the cold. So human beings didn't stand a chance. Till they found the use of fire. Fire gives energy. It starts cooking food. You live longer. If you eat cooked food, you live longer. If you don't eat cooked food, you won't live long. You know, so lifespan should have been 10 years, 15 years, they say. Not even that. Even in the time of Jesus Christ, the lifespan was in their 40s. An old man was considered old in their 40s. Why is that? Because the life had not evolved to such an extent where medical aid support was ever existent. So therefore, fire built up humanity. And then of course, you know, we came to the Bronze Age, isn't it? They used weapons of bronze. How did they use, they form weapons of bronze? With fire. How did they use, form weapons of steel? With fire. How did the boilers of massive engines run? With fire. Fire is the energy. When we were children, trains ran on coal, isn't it? I think some of you remember still, there may be some trains there, you know. It's black color smoke is coming from the engine and they feed the boiler with coal and there is like a hellfire inside that. It's transferred into energy and then it moves. Fire is energy, is life. And do you know that every car has fire inside it. That's why you need petrol. When you stand in the queue or you are waiting for the petrol in the queue, think about it. You are loading fuel to set fire inside the engine. And then only you will have energy that will move the vehicle. By now you understand what I'm saying, isn't it? Fire. Fire is a sign of energy. And this energy moved things. And the Holy Spirit is the fire, as a fire is the energy of God. And when the Holy Spirit moves inside a person's life, that fire will do mighty things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Then you begin to understand it's no longer about what you can do. It's no longer about whether I have the wisdom, whether I have the strength, whether I have the capacity. Because when the Holy Spirit moves, it's His fire doing it. Then of course we have the second symbol. What's the second symbol? Wind. Jesus Himself called the Holy Spirit wind. He called it in John chapter 3 when He spoke to Nicodemus. He says, the Spirit blows where He wills. And wind, you know what wind does? Wind topples and changes the landscape. That's what wind does. Wind is power. It will topple the whole thing. Fire illuminates from inside. The wind smashes through all the obstacles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, in 1978, there was this cyclone that came to Sri Lanka. It came from Batticlo area. It came inside and moved through. And I was talking to some survivors of that cyclone. And they were telling me the most striking thing when they came out in the morning after the cyclone was that there was an absolute silence. No birds. Every bird had been taken away by the wind. And he said, not a leaf was left on a tree. Most of the trees were on the floor, but those who were left behind didn't have a single leaf because of the power of the wind. So fire gives internal energy. The wind topples, breaks down, and breaks through every known obstacle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the two symbols of the Holy Spirit, fire and wind. And I'd like to offer you two scripture verses for that and two experiences. And then we pray through the week for what? That fire and that wind will be renewed inside our own lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the first one is Romans 5:5. Now I'm talking about the firepower. The firepower of the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5. You can read after me. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what's this fire? The fire is the love of the Father poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So if you're writing it down, the fire of the Holy Spirit is the love of God. Actually, a lot of people think it's some kind of a power to do things. Yes, but the real power of the Holy Spirit is the love of God revealed into the heart. Now, if you see the apostles, the first example I like to take, the apostles, they were frightened people. They were hiding. They were unable to cope with the situation. But when the Holy Spirit came, the fire came into their hearts. What's the fire? The love of God. It made them safe inside. So safe that they stood up and took the risk of speaking the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, actually, I never saw it before, that this power of the Holy Spirit is the power of love. And when the power of this love is inside us, it overcomes fear, it overcomes the internal obstacles, and gives us the capacity to take a risk that no one else will take. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? You need to look at this. So what does it mean to be anointed or baptized in the Spirit? As I understand it, it is to have the fire of His love moving inside you. And that's what happened to the apostles. The hiding was over. They came out. They shouted. They worshiped God. Thousands came. And then the miracles and signs and wonders flowed out of the fire of this love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what does it mean to have the fire of the Spirit? What it means is to have this love moving in our hearts. And I'm sure you know what that means, because we all of us have been baptized in the Spirit and for many years. But sometimes the fire grows cold, especially when the environment is cold, isn't it? Like the struggles we are dealing with, the problems we are facing, the fire can grow cold. So that's why we need to come together to reignite the fire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? The fire of the Holy Spirit. So another great example of this for me is Saint Anthony of Padua. You know, so we are having our meeting in Saint Anthony's church. You know, like we used to have our meetings at St. Peter's. Then you have to talk about St. Peter. Now we have to talk about St. Anthony. Because a lot of people come to St. Anthony because they feel that, you know, he's business friendly, you know. So poor St. Anthony, you know, a lot of people don't realize his true charism is much deeper, you know. And you can see, St. Anthony was actually inspired by the fire of the Holy Spirit. For what? In actual fact, he was Augustinian monk, a priest. And one day, five friars, you know, that is five Franciscan friars who had gone among the Muslims, they call them Saracens then, among the Saracens, to Morocco to preach the gospel. And they were martyred. They were killed. And their bodies were brought back to Italy. Or to whatever place St. Anthony was. When he heard the story and saw this, a fire was lit in his heart. To do what? To go among the Saracens, preach the gospel and die as a martyr. Now can you imagine what's the fire he got? He didn't get the fire to preach to 10,000. He didn't get the fire to become famous. He didn't get the fire to be powerful and overthrow people. He had the fire to do what? The fire to go and give his life as a martyr. That's the fire that burnt in his heart. That's why we call that fire the fire of the Holy Spirit. Why is that? Who is the fool who will go into a risk zone? Who is the fool who would go to a place where his life is at danger? Who is the fool who would lay down their life voluntarily in a situation where you deal with torture and death? Yes, there was a person, St. Anthony. There were so many, but I'm just mentioning St. Anthony. Because he had the fire of the Holy Spirit. So God had other plans. He went actually. He went and he fell sick on the way to Morocco. And they sent him back. On the way back, he had to be looked after on this island of Sicily. And there was this feast of Pentecost. That's why I took him as an example. Actually, there was a gathering of monks for the Feast of Pentecost. And it is said, that's when he met St. Francis, who is like the founder of the movement, the Franciscan movement. And there he was given the call to preach. He's a great preacher. He even preached to the fish. He even preached, you know, thousands came to hear him. But the ambition of his life was not to be a preacher. The ambition of his life was not to be famous. But what was his ambition? To die as a martyr in preaching the gospel. From where did he get that fire? The fire came from the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So, you know, I think we are a little confused in the 21st century. Because we are thinking that the Holy Spirit is there to make us popular, to make us powerful, to make us better, or to give us a better break than anybody else. And if that's our intention, then the fire that is burning in our hearts is a fire of self-interest and may not be from the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit wants, he can certainly do it. But look at the motivation in the heart of St. Anthony. Second great example is our Saint Joseph Vaz himself. Look at him. He becomes a priest in Goa, and there he could have built himself a career, find a good parish, a good career, become a lecturer, do something, establish yourself, become popular. He could have easily gone that path. But like Saint Anthony, one day in a sermon, he heard about the people of Ceylon at that time who didn't have a single priest and were left all to themselves. What happens? The fire of the Holy Spirit moves. And suddenly, this man, he cannot wait. What does he want to do? He wants to leave the security and the comfort of his place, and he's pushed from within. Take a risk. Risk of what? Become like a coolie. Lose all that you have. You know, be hunted, be hounded, risk death, go through terrible suffering. Who would do that? No one in their right mind would do that. But of course, those who are moved by the Holy Spirit, not in their right mind. their mind has been shifted to another place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? That's what we are missing in the 21st century. You know, even the work of the Holy Spirit, a lot of people now we have learned to make it a, you know, beneficial thing for our lives. What's the best benefits we can get from a life of the Spirit? Of course, we can benefit and be blessed, but that's God's work, not ours. And then he puts this fire within. And my brother, my sister, I'm convinced in this difficult time in our nation, the Holy Spirit wants to set on fire people who will be an answer to this need. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, are you following what the fire means? Can you see the fire? It's given by the Lord himself. And it moves people to take risk, to take a breakthrough, to lose in order that God's higher plan will be fulfilled. It happened in the early church. It happened in the history of the saints. It's happening in the 21st century itself. So we just praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your Father, hallelujah. And the second one is the wind. Fire and wind. So we find this beautiful example of the wind in the Gospel of John. John 20, 21. John 20, 21. We have looked at this text so many times, so I'm not going to explain much with this. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Can you see that? The fire is put into our hearts. As the Father has sent me, that's what happened to St. Anthony. That's what happened to Joseph Vaz. And as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. We are having the same mission today. But look what happened. Look at the next verse. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, what do you get here? The wind. He breathed on them. The Ruah, the wind of God, breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. For what? Look at the next verse. It explains for what we receive the power of that Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. As I understand it, this wind is to topple the lives of people in the world. What does the wind do? It topples and uproots. You have to follow me carefully now. In our relationships with people, we want to change people, isn't it? Ask anyone who is married, from the time we get married, what are we trying to do? Husband is trying to get the wife to change. Wife is trying to get the husband to change. If there's a married couple who are not doing that, we would certainly like to meet you. And find out how you are doing that. So, how do we make that change? By using a kind of force. What's the force? Reaction force. No? Reaction force for the terrorist attack, we have a reaction force. What is that? Push the person, topple the person by our reaction force. Or sometimes by our silence force. You know, that's also a force. I'm not talking to you. You don't exist. I don't see you. You know, I walk past you. Reaction force, silence force. Isn't it? Hard words force. We are trying to topple people, to change them. And the more you know people, the harder it is. I think you understand what I'm saying, isn't it? Let me explain this to you. When you meet with new people, why do you feel good? Have you ever thought about it? Why do you feel good? Because you don't know their past. You haven't studied their patterns of behavior. So if they are even telling you an untruth, you don't know. Because you don't know them. But what happens with your family and friends? You know them through and through. Therefore, when they come up with an argument, you already know the conclusion. when they come up with this excuse, you already know what's going to happen. And when you know the pattern, it's become so difficult to accept them and love them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The truth is, the most difficult people to love are the ones who are closest to our lives. Let it be the family. Let it be in our workplace. Let it be in the community. Let it be anywhere. It will happen. How does change come? How does change come? Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what good is it? He said, even the pagans do the same. He did that. Even the pagans do the same. Then he gave a direction. What's the direction? He said, I tell you, he said, love those who hate you. I'm thinking the wind of the Holy Spirit is to topple the hearts of others with forgiveness, mercy, and love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? And this wind has to be stronger than reactions. This wind has to be stronger than the weakness of the other person, than my own weakness. That's how it's toppled. And Jesus showed us. How did he show it? On the cross. He said, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's only now I'm realizing the fire of the Holy Spirit is put into our hearts that we take a risk. We go to the place where we are vulnerable. The wind of the Holy Spirit moves through us so that the entrenched, sinful, broken, weak people can be transformed into sons and daughters of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, I think we have had a great blindness. I don't know about you, but I have been having that. I have been looking for people who reflect Jesus Christ to love them. You know, look for the good qualities. Okay, so this one has a good quality. Okay, we can love them. This one has a good quality. We can love them also. But what about those who don't have? Leave them at arm's length. Let them be. It's too difficult. But the wind of the Holy Spirit is given to topple those very people. Actually, I feel a little ashamed. I'm just telling you from my own heart. We have been watching the news. I think all of us have been watching the news like no other time, isn't it? And what happens when you watch the news? I don't know about you. We become political critics. We are trashing, reacting, judging, attacking. You know, haven't we been judges? Haven't we condemned? Haven't we sentenced? Haven't we even killed people? You know, let them. Haven't we rejoiced at the pain of and discomfort of others? Why is that? Because we got the killer instinct inside. Who is going to change them? God says, I will change them if you take my wind into their lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Our call, just like we have an energy of God's love working inside us, God is saying, I'm going to give you the energy of my wind to topple the things that cannot be toppled, like terrible selfishness, terrible brokenness, terrible addiction, terrible sinfulness, toppled into divine sonship, holiness, and transformation into the heart of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All the great saints who were converted, people like St. Augustine, had someone who loved them to the conversion. Do you know that St. Augustine had a mother who loved him to conversion? Constantine, the emperor who changed the face of Christianity, had a mother who kept on praying for him to the end. I'm feeling ashamed, a little ashamed, because instead of praying, we are P-R-E-Y-N-G on them, you know. We are praying on them, we are attacking them, because we have fallen into the flesh. I'm thinking the Holy Spirit is inviting us to the wind. The power to topple the hearts of people to true conversion. And that would be our martyrdom. To reach them, if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, to reach them, to reach out to them, can be our real martyrdom. And when we do that, God is going to do something in our nation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd just like to share an experience which I read, which I thought would be really valuable for us. I'm going to share this experience of an Australian minister who ministered in India. His name is Graham Staines. Graham Staines was an Australian missionary who lived 20 years in India, in West Bengal. His mission was, he had a calling from God to look after lepers and run a home for leprosy patients. Can you see when the Holy Spirit moves, he gets people to do the strangest things. While people are looking to build something to become a billionaire, this guy has a heart. He has been given a heart by the Holy Spirit to do something that nobody else wants to do. What is that? Look after lepers as a mission. And he, his wife, and his three children. His three children were born and grew up in India. Two sons and a daughter. And the mission they did was they were looking after and ministering to lepers because no one wanted to keep a leper in the villages. The fire of the Holy Spirit. But people were angry. People were suspicious of them. And in 1999, while he and his two sons were sleeping in a vehicle, a mob of people attacked and they burned the vehicle with them inside. They tried to get out, but they didn't allow them to. 11-year-old son, 9-year-old son, and 58-year-old Graham Staines died in the fire. Who was left? His wife was left. And her wife was Gladys. She was left with the daughter. And what did those two do? They continued the mission of serving the lepers. Can you see the option was the Australian government wanted them back. You know, he said, come back. He said, no, we carry the mission that God has given us. Because the fire is coming from the Holy Spirit. In 2003, the media, the whole thing became the worldwide attention because they refused to move away. And they found the people who did it. And when they asked about her attitude to these people who had burnt and killed her husband and two children, this is what she said. She said, I have forgiven the killers and have no bitterness because forgiveness brings healing. And you see the power. Forgiveness brings healing. And our land needs healing from hatred and violence. And our land needs healing from hatred and violence. The wind of the Holy Spirit. In 2005, in a predominantly Hindu India, she was awarded what you call the highest civilian award, the Padma Sri Award. The only other Christian who has given it and got it, according to my understanding, is Mother Teresa. And she was given this award. Why is that? Because India was touched by the wind that shook India, an inner response that you couldn't believe is possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when I was reading this, I felt ashamed, you know. Is the Holy Spirit calling us in the fire of the Holy Spirit to take a risk of offering mercy, forgiveness, love in such a way that it topples the hardened hearts of our nation? Polarized, angry, reactive, caught up, is the Lord calling us to that mission? And if the Lord is calling us to that mission, we need a strength that is greater than our own. From where do we get it? We get it from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this 12th, as we come together, worldwide CRL, all of us here, we are going to send the fire. Send the fire of your love, that we are free of our own self to go out and take the risk of saying yes to Him. Send the wind that we break through the barriers of the worldliness, the flesh, and the powers of darkness that rule over our lands and truly topple the environment we live in. If we say yes, I'm sure God will find a way to get it done through our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we come to worship, we just lift our voices and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know, I was just thinking, while the others come, you can come, the choir and the, you know. Isn't it amazing, you know? When we are inspired by human ambition, people are inspired to become millionaires. People are inspired to become comfortable. People are inspired to live in comfort. But when you are inspired by the Holy Spirit, you are inspired to leave behind what you have, to take a risk, to give your life for something that seems to may cost you everything. Why? Because it's the power of the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts. The fire of His love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand and be in His presence, my brother, my sister? And remember, when the fire of His love, when the fire is moving in our hearts, the wind will also move. And obstacles, barriers will break and shatter before us. Are we okay? Can you think about throne of praise and worship to the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you. Let's worship the Lord. Worship Him in our whole heart. Let the fire and the wind move in our life. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship your name, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to your name.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord,
there's nothing worth more.
You are welcome here.
The fire of your spirit glowing deep inside. Transform us, Lord, from our selfishness hidden in our life. Let your fire flow. Yeah. Let the fire flow. Bible describes him in the Acts of the Apostles as a man full of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit moving in his heart so deeply that he stood up and preached and argued with the Pharisees, with the priests, with the scribes. And they could not deal with his arguments because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit from his heart. But it also angered them very much. And they attacked him. But he had the fire of his love, of the Holy Spirit in his heart. Heaven was open for him. He saw Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. He was held by God in the fire of the Spirit. That the most terrible circumstances were not really terrible for him anymore. Because he was facing that moment, not by himself, but with Jesus, with the Father, he was no longer afraid. But then he released the wind, the ruah, like Jesus did from the cross. He hung on that, he was there as he was stoned. He said, Father, don't hold this against them. He released the wind of the Spirit. And Luke tells us, Saul was there holding the cloaks of those who stoned Stephen. But the wind had already moved from the heart of Stephen. And what happens? Saul himself is toppled by the mighty wind of God. Are there Sauls today who are waiting to be toppled? Are there environments that are so caught up in the world waiting to be toppled? Anger, reaction, judgment, criticism, reaction. Do we have the heart of Stephen? The fire of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The wind to shift that atmosphere
to a new dimension. We don't have it, but we will receive it when we open ourselves to the new anointing of the Holy Spirit. We say it again. There is nothing worth more. There is nothing worth more. Nothing can compare to this inner experience. Stephen could face death because he was not alone. The Father was there. Jesus was there. The Holy Spirit's fire was leading him. Yes, St. Anthony could deal with martyrdom. He had a desire for martyrdom because the Holy Spirit was there moving him. Death was something he longed for, not something he hid from. Yes, St. Joseph was, his heart was set on fire, not for a promotion, not for a position, not to become famous, but to go into the environment of a threat, of a rejection, of danger, because the Holy Spirit had set it on fire. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts. That the most valuable thing in our life is happening inside us, not receiving from other people, not what we get from others, what's happening inside us. Nothing would come close. Nothing can compare. Nothing. So we are free of any of these things. You are our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Lord, we pray that the anointing of fire will come upon us in these days as we prepare. That the fire of the Holy Spirit will create that heart that will shift the world around us with the wind of your anointing coming through our hearts. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
I've tasted and seen.
Heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Do you know that all of these things happen inside us? We are not loved because other people love us. We don't find a dignity because other people are giving it to us. We don't find security because the environment has been made secure. Actually, the fire of the Spirit does it inside. So that When our hearts are on fire, we can walk into the insecure environment because our hearts are secure. We can walk into unlove and hatred because love has been poured into our hearts. We can walk into accepting others while they reject us because acceptance has been revealed by the Holy Spirit into our lives. That's when the world is being changed. And we are told that those who have been dragged into the Colosseum and pushed among the wild animals prayed and blessed and worshipped because they were moved by the fire of the Holy Spirit that was moving inside of them. Too long we have lived in a world where we have looked at the blessings of God as the material blessings that we receive from the world. We have looked at the love of God as the love that we receive from people around us. We have looked at the security of God as the security that happens in our life around us. And we have identified these things in the world as the blessings of God. No wonder we lose our peace at the slightest shift. No wonder we lose our freedom at the slightest insult. No wonder we lose our way in the little struggles of our life. No wonder a brokenness affects us so badly that we are afraid, because the power of that anointing of the fire of the Holy Spirit has to move in our lives. So we are going to tell the Lord, move Holy Spirit, move in our lives in this time and age. Move in the depths of our hearts in this time and age. Move in the fire. Move in the anointing. Move in the power. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord, the new dimension, the new power, the fire, the new anointing, the power, the new Holy Spirit, move upon our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We say it again. I've tasted and seen.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen the sweetest of loves.
Yeah.
You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, baptize me once again in the power of your Holy Spirit. I long for love. I long for security. I long for inner freedom. Lord Jesus, I look for that love in the world outside. I look for that security in the world outside. I long look for that freedom in the things of this world. And things shifted, and things changed, and my world kept falling apart. Lord Jesus, I convert today to your heart. Send the fire of your Spirit with a love that burns in my heart when the whole world around me is hatred. Send forth your Holy Spirit with a freedom that flows in my heart when all around me I am held a prisoner by the world. Lord Jesus, send forth your power when the world around me holds me down in human weakness. Let the wind flow and let the world itself be changed. Lord Jesus, I repent that I've changed when the world changed. I was sad when the world was sad. I was empty when the world was empty. And I have prayed to you, asking for answers from the world. I repent of that. And tonight, I pray for the new anointing of the fire of your Spirit. Joy in the midst of sadness. Peace in the heart of turmoil. Love in the midst of rejection. And power in the sea of weakness. Lord Jesus, the world needs that experience. And here I am. Anoint me. Use me. Take me into that heart. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord is saying tonight, in this new time, in this time of turmoil in the entire world, I'm sending forth a new anointing that will not just face the issues, but will overcome and change the challenges and the world around you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. A person who is having a problem in the jaw, maybe there's a shift in the jaw, there has to be a straightening of that jaw, and the Lord is telling you, I am touching you right now and healing you. If you are in this group here, you can lift your hand and claim that if that is the word for you. But yes, we have a person claiming the word right now. Thank you, Father. We are at your power. Hallelujah. As we pray, let's just pray. Extend your hand to that brother and pray that the miracle will happen right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your mighty power, your praise of your power will happen in that heart right now as you pray in your mighty power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else who wants to claim it on Zoom can put the hand up and we can pray for you as well. You can say
the Lord. The Lord is touching someone who is struggling to give up smoking but unable to do so. Today the Lord is inviting, come to me, surrender this situation to me, and today at this very moment I'm freeing you from this struggle and from this bondage.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory Hallelujah. To your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is also touching someone who is unable to swallow solid food, and this person is very scared. Today the Lord says, I am healing you at this very moment. I'm releasing you from this situation.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to God.
The Lord is speaking to someone who has a problem with your eye. And when you see a white spot. And today, as a mark of the Lord's love, He's touching and healing you completely, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name.
The Lord is speaking to a person who has a big scar between your knee and your ankle, and you are ashamed. It brings you shame. It makes you feel ashamed. And today, the Lord is speaking to you, my son, I love you. You are my beloved son. You have nothing to be ashamed. Go forth as my beloved son, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
The Lord is speaking to a person who's having a problem with the kidneys. And the Lord says, do not be afraid, my child. Tonight, as a mark of my love, I have touched and healed you. And the doctors will confirm this healing, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Blessing to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord is speaking to a person who feels that this person has been charmed. The Lord says, I am the Lord of your life. Just put your trust in me and know that it is I who lead your life, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
The Lord is touching and healing a person who has the irritation, the left eye, and you are even at this moment, there's tears coming out. The Lord says, tonight I'm touching you and I'm healing you. And also another person who has a rash in the groin area, the Lord is touching and healing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name.
The Lord is speaking to a businessman who's going through a big financial issue, but the Lord says, you have made your financial problem the center of your life. He says, make me the center of your life and let my spirit engulf you, and let my spirit bring upon you the wisdom that you require to sort your problems. All things will be normal. All things will be resolved, says the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Lord. Worship your Father.
The Lord is speaking to a young person who's been trying to find a job for a very long time and has been very depressed about it. But the Lord says that you will be having more than one offer in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Shall we all stand, my brothers and sisters? And those who receive these words, you need to claim them. You need to nurture them in your heart and allow the Lord's power to flow through you in a powerful way. So therefore, hold those words. Don't allow it to go away from you, and allow those words to become alive and real. Claim it. That's what you mean by claiming. Believe that you have received it, and you will soon experience the power of that word being manifested in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just like to remind you, of the 12th, that we are having that day where the fire and the wind will move through us in the most powerful way. And we are having preparations for that starting next week, next Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then just to remind you, every evening starting on tomorrow from 7 to 8, we have a Zoom intercessory for the nation. And many people join from all over the world. We'd like to invite you to join us so that as we pray for the nation, God will move our leadership, God will move our environment and bring about an answer in the power of the Holy Spirit. So just to remind you that the Zoom number, we'll put the Zoom number of our intercessory prayer even as we finish the prayer. If you can project the Zoom number of the intercessory prayer, that would really be valuable, so that people can join in from 7 to 8 every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We go on praying from 7 to 8. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we give the Lord a mighty hand as we say thank you, Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
touch. Open up the heaven, shower down your presence. We respond to your great love.
Our beloved Father, please come down and meet us.
Our beloved Father, please come down and meet us. We are waiting on your touch. Open up the heavens, shower down your presence. We respond to your great love.
We won't be satisfied with anything ordinary.
We won't be satisfied with anything ordinary. We won't be satisfied at all. We won't be satisfied with anything ordinary. We won't be satisfied at all. Open up the sky, fall out like rain. We don't want blessings, we want you. Open up the sky, fall out like fire. We don't want anything but you.
Open up the sky.
Open up the sky, fall out like rain. We don't want blessings, we want you. Open up the sky.
In the glory of your light.
In the glory of your light.
Earthly things don't matter.
Earthly things don't matter. They just fade and shatter when you're touched by love divine.
So let's sing it again. Our beloved Jesus, we just want to see you.
Our beloved Jesus, we just want to see you.
God bless you. Those who want prayer, you can come forward. Praise the Lord.